Welcome to the J Files. For copyright reasons, the music has been edited. To hear all the tracks in full, head to the J Files on doublej.net.au and click on the playlist.
Tape identification, September 3rd, 2015. The Laura Marling J Files on Double J. Hosted by Karen Lang. End of ID.
The J Files.
Coming from the street.
The J Files.
Yeah, it's still a great album.
A wonderful accident, really.
The J Files on Double J.
The way that I began to see the world around that time, it was the beginning of a distance between me and reality. My songwritery me and the reality of living a very normal life.
Night after night, day after day.
I was just happy, my mannequin eye. He couldn't see me, the sun was in his eyes.
Well, she's been hailed as Britain's most gifted and original songwriter and released five acclaimed albums before she was 25 years old. With the voice of an angel, but the songwriting smarts of a seasoned musician, tonight's J-File celebrates the music of UK musician Laura Marling. Hello and welcome. My name's Karen Lang and it's really great to be with you over the next 2 hours. We're in for a real treat. Laura herself will share anecdotes from the making of each of her albums. We'll hear some very early tunes when she was still a teenager, and we're going to dip into Triple J's archives for some really great live recordings taken from her tours of Australia. But let's begin back in 2008 and Laura Marling's debut album, which was much acclaimed and all about being in love. This is Ghosts on Double J.
He walked down a busy street, staring solely at his feet, clutching pictures of past lovers at his side. Stood at the table where she sat and removed his hat in respect of her presence. Presents her with the pictures and says, "These are just ghosts that broke my heart before I met you. These are just ghosts that broke my heart before I met you."
Hello, it's Laura Marling here and you're listening to The J Files on Double J.
The J Files.
I sing the song because I love the man. Some of you don't understand. Milk, blood to keep from running out. See the needle in the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
Such a beautiful version of that Neil Young tune, Needle and the Damage Done. It was released by Laura Marling from back in 2010 as part of Third Man Records and a series of 7-inches that label run by Jack White released. And maybe a bit of a homage from Laura to some of her early influences because she grew up listening to a whole lot of early folk music from Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, which she was introduced to by her father, who ran a small recording studio on his farm in Hampshire and was a big fan of folk, aside from being a bit of an aristocrat himself. Laura Marling, and before that we heard Ghosts, taken from her very first album back in 2008, Alas, I Cannot Swim. It's Karen Ling here with you, and it's great to be here tonight celebrating the music of Laura Marling on this J Files. Coming up, we're going to hear from Laura Marling herself as she talks about her time very early on in the UK band Noah and the Whale. But right now, let's start from the very beginning and a song that Laura Marling recorded on her very first EP in 2007. It must have felt like a very big city to head to for a teenage troubadour. This is London Town.
And it's all about things I wish I hadn't done. I know you're all about the dancing, but I just don't find it fun. Would you care if I could do it to run from you? Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Where'd you leave me off my soul? Where'd you go?
The J-Files.
Well, the first thing that really took off for me musically was Nair and the Whale. I joined their band when I was 17, and Charlie, the lead singer, ended up producing my first record. And we made our records at exactly the same time in the same studio. And they were in the middle of a lot of success with their first single, 5 years' time. And so I was touring a lot with them. And at that time, we used to tour in a Ford KA, five of us with a drum kit and like three guitars. And it was all like so exciting. That's when I left school and decided that I was going to be all right.
The J-Files.
Oh, there'll be love, love, love. Wherever you go, 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 there'll be love.
What a beautiful song that is. It's almost impossible not to whistle along to, isn't it? It's from Noah and the Whale, and that was Laura Marling, of course, on backing vocals on that song and an album and a band that she was part of very early on in her career when she first went down to London and hooked up with Noah and the Whale and sang with them for, you know, the course of that release. It was a very important relationship for her. And Charlie Fink, the singer of Noah and the Whale, was one of the producers of her very first album. Also in there, we heard Laura talking about her relationship with Noah and the Whale and a tune from her very first EP, London Town, back in 2007. Welcome, this is the Laura Marling J-Files on Double J. My name's Karen Leng, and it's really great to be with you as we celebrate the incredible music, over five amazing albums from Laura Marling. And shout out to Gabrielle, who said that she loves Night After Night, which is coming up later, Gabrielle, from Laura Marling's album A Creature I Don't Know. She says it helped her get her through year 12. Hayley says she fascinates me. I can't wait to hear all of her work tonight. And Samantha, her debut album, easily her greatest, and even more impressive that she wrote it when she was so young. When I first heard Ghosts in 2008, it hit me right in the feels. Thank you very much for sharing that too, Samantha. Right now, though, let's hear from Laura Marling again. She talks about her early days getting gigs and how important the support and the friendship of Jamie T was to her in the lead-up to her first album.
When I was 16 years of age, I began playing at a football club bar for these underage nights. I used to get the train up with my friends from Reading, where I grew up, and we'd all turn up and then I'd grab out my guitar and play some songs. And it was around that time, it was me and the Mystery Jets and, believe it or not, Adele, and a guy called Jamie T, who is still a very close friend of mine. And he very kindly took a very shy, awkward young Laura off on tour with him, which resulted in me being signed to his label. And 2 years later, I can't quite believe it was that amount of time, but it was 2 years later, I released my debut album, Alas, I Cannot Swim. And I'm still very grateful to him because he really did help me understand what I should be doing, and he encouraged me to wait and let me know that I had the power to wait if I wanted to. Nobody could tell me what to do. And that's something I hold very dear still.
The J-Files. Get involved. DoubleJ.net.au.
My happy man, my many, and I have no plans to move on. But birds are singing to calm us down. And birds are singing to calm us down.
The J-Files.
in 2008. That's Young Love with Laura Marling guesting on it, one of the very early and important collaborations and friendships for Laura Marling alongside Noah and The Whale. And this is the J-Files on Laura Marling here on Double J. Welcome. It's really great to be with you. My name's Karen Lang and thanks for joining me as we celebrate her music and all of the albums that she has recorded in her few years together. Such a prolific artist with such amazing albums. Well, Rowan has gotten in touch on Facebook and he says, learnt of Laura Marling nearly 6 years ago. Her words resonated with me like no other musician had before. I love that every time I listen back, I come away with a new revelation about its meaning. She's quite a talent. Thanks for that, Rowan. Patrice says, loves her performance, saying her lyrics and stage presence just cut through the crap. There's tons of great material coming up for you to listen to tonight, including Laura herself talking about her albums to date. And in a moment, you're going to hear a special secret song which she buried at the end of her very first album. But let's hear right now a song from that first release, Alas, I Cannot Swim, back in 2008. It was produced by Charlie Fink from Noah and the Whale, and it also featured Marcus Mumford on accordion and percussion.
I woke up and he was screaming. I'd left him dreaming. I'll roll over and shake him tightly and whisper, if they want you, are they gonna have to fight me? You'll fight me.
The J-Files. This is Hannah Crofts from All Our Exes Live in Texas.
Tell me you don't love me anymore. Tell me you don't.
I first discovered Laura Marling when I got given her album Alas, I Cannot Swim, and I got really obsessed with one of her songs, and I decided to perform it live at my very first gig, and I actually just botched it so bad. You've never heard a worse version of a Laura Marling song done, but that was when I was about 16 years old. And since then, I've just become completely obsessed with her and listen to her all the time. Laura Marling's music influences All Our Exes Live in Texas and just generally, like, the individuals in the band as songwriters. I mean, something that I'm so inspired by her is her stage presence and just the way that she crafts a set and an album and a song. And so every time I've seen her play, it's this entire piece. Everything has been thought about and it's ridiculously beautiful and ridiculously thought out, and you just see her soul. She has this song called Mama, How Far I've Come.
Oh no, Mama, how far I've come. I'm somebody and I love someone. I'm somebody.
And out of all of the songs she's written, that's a song that I continuously come back to because I think the lyrics are so incredible and so honest, and it's something that it's a song that really resonates with myself personally. So every time I write a song that's about heartbreak or it's about trying to change and develop as a person, that's the song I always refer to.
So why don't you tell me you don't love me anymore? Tell me.
The J-Files on Double J.
There's a house across the river, but alas, I cannot swim. And a garden of such beauty that the flowers seem to grin. There's a house across the river, but alas, I cannot swim. I'll live my life regretting that I never jumped in.
From back in 2008, Laura Marling on Double J, and a little buried secret song which she popped up the very end of her first album. The title track, therefore, Alas, I Cannot Swim, an amazing album nominated for the Mercury Music Prize for one of the best albums in Britain at just the age of 18 years old and kicking off her stellar career. She says now that listening to that album is a bit like listening back to her little sister, and you can imagine that, having sort of grown up in public as she has. Karen Ling here with you, and this is the Laura Marling J-Files on Double J. That very first album is a favourite of Laura Marling's for many people, including Samantha in Brisbane. Hi, Samantha.
G'day.
How are you going tonight?
Pretty good, love. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Now, I believe you're a huge fan of that Laura Marling album.
Yeah, well, who isn't?
Tell us your story of how you discovered it.
Well, 2008, I think Triple J introduced her, and I just fell in love with her. I couldn't believe that someone so young could write such an album.
Yeah, did you have a favourite song that kind of got you hooked?
Well, I mean, Ghost, but no, not even that one. I think crawled out of the sea. I don't know, interlude. the way she builds that song up, and it just explodes. I love it.
Yes. Now, did you listen to that album a lot, and have you gone on to other ones?
I certainly have, but that's the one that I always come back to. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of most people's debut albums, so I tend to believe that debut albums that seem to be the best.
Yeah, it's funny
anyway.
It's funny,
when
isn't
they're hungriest.
Yeah, well, that's right. And it's funny, sometimes it's the first album that you connect with that stays with you the strongest, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It resonates.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks very much for sharing that, and enjoy the rest of the Laura Marling J-Files on Double J this evening, Samantha. See you soon. Hey, Karen Ling here with you on J-Files, and we're going to move on to Laura Marling's second album now, which she recorded back in 2010. And this time she worked with the celebrated producer and musician Ethan Johns, who has worked with everyone from Paul McCartney through to Kings of Leon and Emmylou Harris and Rufus Wainwright. He's a big-name producer. And that album from Laura Marling was called I Speak Because I Can. When we caught up with her, she told us that working with Ethan was a very big deal for her.
I left Snow in the Whale, not because they were in any way holding me back. They taught me most of what I knew. And I think when I just went and made the next album, I Speak Because I Can, with Ethan Johns, that's when I began to feel like, wow, I'm really with the big players. Because Ethan Johns was a hero in my household. And I was so nervous when I met him, and I think the fact that he even gave me the time of day made me feel like, okay, maybe I am, you know, maybe this is a thing now. Maybe that's what's going to happen.
The J-Files.
I might be a part of this ripple on water from a lonesome trip, a fallen tree that witnessed me. I'm alone, him and me. And that life itself could not aspire to have someone be so admired. I threw creation to my kin with a silence broken by a whispered wind. All of this can be broken, all of this can be broken. Hold your devil by his throat and spin him to the ground.
The J-Files.
So when we came to make I Speak Because I Can, I went down to meet Ethan Johns in the West Country of England, where we ended up recording the album. And I spent a day with him. He told me lots of stories and about people he'd worked with and how he works. And I came away sort of a little bit terrified. And a few weeks later, we all went back with my band at that time with Marcus and Ted and Winston of Confidence on Fame. And we made our album there at Real World Studios, which is like the most professional environment any of us had ever been in. We had no idea what we were doing. And it was extraordinary. I mean, we all came away in complete awe of Ethan and that really the craft of making a live record, which is what we did. So that was like one of the most quickly formative experiences of being a, you know, like a studio musician that I've had.
The J-Files on Double J.
You were so smart then, in your jacket and coat. My softest red scarf was warming your throat. Winter will leave us, left the end of my nose. So goodbye, old England, until the next year snow.
Oh, she's so amazing live. Laura Marling, recorded live by Triple J Live at the Wireless back in 2010 on a visit to Australia, recorded at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne, and her tune Goodbye England. Also in there we heard Devil Spoke, also from I Speak Because I Can back in 2010. And welcome, this is the Laura Marling J-Files on Double J. Karen Leng's my name, and it's really great to be with you celebrating the music of Laura Marling across all of her albums between now and the end of the program. Ingrid says, I first discovered Laura's music in 2008 when I was living in Korea, and my dad sent me a link to her Rambling Man video. I've been a massive fan ever since. Stick around, Ingrid, because we're going to play you a beautiful live version of Rambling Man coming up really soon. Natasha, just discovered Laura Marling through the Mystery Jets song you just played. Amy Kate, I says, I had the pleasure of seeing her perform live at the Sydney Opera House. What an amazing place to see her. Her voice was perfectly suited for the room and incredible with both the full band and just her guitar. And Mandy says, thanks, Double J. You're gently and softly rocking my socks. Glad to be doing that with you for this Laura Marling J-Files tonight, Mandy. And coming up, as I said, we're going to hear another great live song from Laura Marling, but let's now go back to her Australian tour of 2010 when Laura Marling dropped into the music show on Radio National to play some songs and chat with Michaela Kalowski.
Is the rambling man his state of mind, or how the person singing sees him, do you think?
I think it's more from a view. I really liked that character, so it kind of crops up in the rest of the album.
There's a very interesting line in Rambling Man where the person speaking sings, it's hard to accept yourself as someone you don't desire. Mm. And I wondered about that thought about still wanting to be a woman but not knowing who you are yet. Is that something you've been sort of playing around with in your songs?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they are. As much as you try not to be really self-indulgent with how you write, you always end up writing about yourself. But I think particularly with that line, there is always, I have a belief that everybody has the capability to be good. But I think I personally struggle with that. I'm sure everyone does. You know, everyone's got the capability to make the right choice, but pretty rare that we do.
On Double J, you're listening to The J Files.
My husband left me last night. Left me a poor and lonely wife. I cooked the meals and he got the life. To my time for he-o, my. I speak because I can to anyone I trust enough to listen.
Tell me a little bit about this song, I Speak Because I Can.
I guess it's the conclusion of the album. Actually, this song took us so long to get. This was the only song we did like 10 times in the studio. And I think Ethan, just before we did the last take, just went, oh, for God's sake, just do it. Or something like that, you know, something really annoying that made us go all full throttle. So, you know, it's one of those songs, I guess.
Mm. But it starts as well, it mentions a part of Greek mythology at the beginning of the song, yeah?
Yeah, sort of very, very loosely, the idea of Penelope and Penelope waiting for Odysseus, I thought was I can't remember for the life of me the quote, but it's a really lovely description, or really powerful description of her strength with all these suitors waiting in her house, drinking her wine.
The J Files. Get involved. DoubleJ.net.au.
Indeed. Karen Ling here with you on Double J's celebration of Laura Marling's music on the J Files. And we just heard her back on the 7th of August, back in 2010, on the music show Radio National at the ABC, talking with Michaela Kalowski and playing a beautiful live version of I Speak Because I Can as well. Beck from Sydney says, I first heard Laura Marling when I was 17. I was immediately hooked to her sound. I played her songs on guitar and connected soulfully to her music. And we have an anonymous texter as well who says that I love her music and it's quietly loud. We're going to stick around 2010 now and hear from another collaboration of Laura Marling's, together with her pals, the members of Mumford & Sons, and a collective of musicians from Rajasthani in Delhi, India, who are called the Duraha Project. This is an EP that they put out back in 2010 and a song called Mehendi Rakhi.
Perhaps I'll be a bird one day if I'm good enough, and I get up and fly away and give up all this love. I'm from a country land where beauty only grows, and no, I dream to leave someday, I dare not ever go. And should you see my sisters, they are small and gold, they will not hear.
Double J.
Double J. Hear it on your mobile, online, on your digital radio or TV.
Coming up, we're going to hear how she found joy in the darkness on her fourth album. And also we're going to hear from the most recent release from Laura Marling that saw her turning to the electric guitar for inspiration and how getting older has shaped her songwriting. But back in 2011, it was a huge year for Laura Marling. She won a Brit Award for Best British Female and an NME Award for Best Solo Artist off the back of her highly acclaimed third album, which was called A Creature I Don't Know. And as Laura told us, once again, it found her working very, very quickly to make it with Ethan Johns.
I went straight into the studio with my new band, and we did it at a studio in London. We had to convince Ethan to come up to London because we didn't have time to go to the countryside. And we did this record in 2 weeks, and it was, again, it was kind of extraordinary. I was a lot more involved in the arrangements this time, and I had more of an idea of how I wanted things to sound, and I began working with Ethan in that way. You know, we became creative partners.
Stole my children, left my son. Of all of them, he's the only one who did not mean that much to me. I tip my cup to the raging sea. Oh, cover me up, I'm pale as night, with a mind so dark and skin so white. Is this the devil having fun? Tip my cup to the raging sun. Now
on Double J, you're listening to the J Files.
It's a tempting communion. It's a fate foretold. It is knowing. It is knowing what it is that you're told.
Showcasing Laura Marling's amazing finger-picking on the acoustic guitar and a beautiful song called Night After Night with a bit of the Leonard Cohen about it, don't you think? A bit of a tribute perhaps to his famous Blue Raincoat. It's live from the Housing Works back in 2011 in New York City. And before that, we also heard All My Rage from her third album, A Creature I Don't Know. Karen Ling here with you. Really great to have your company on this J-Files as we celebrate the music of Laura Marling. And her wonderful albums coming up, we're going to hear and dip into her fourth album. So stick around for that. She tells us a bit more about it. But we asked earlier, have you seen her live and do you have a favourite moment from Laura Marling? Hello, Paul from Kingsgrove. I believe you're a bit of a fan.
Hi, Karen. Yes, I've been following Laura for the last 5 years. Such haunting vocals on Night After Night, which we just heard then. It was fantastic.
It was really amazing. Now, you saw her, didn't you, a couple of years back? Which gig did you catch her in Australia?
I saw her at the most amazing place, St. Stephen's Church in Sydney. It was part of Heavenly Sounds tour. And she performed in the most beautiful church with stained glass windows, and there were just candles everywhere across the stage. And she just came out with an acoustic guitar, and her voice was, you know, so angelic, so vulnerable, but still she's so in control of her music. It's incredible.
She's played quite a number of cathedrals and churches, I think, during her career. It seems like a pretty appropriate environment for her, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It was such a beautiful evening, and the church was absolutely packed. She played three nights in a row. It was just a really haunting, beautiful evening.
Do you have a favourite Laura Marling album?
A Creature I Don't Know, which I know you've just been playing, is my favourite. There's so many great songs on that, Salinas, and Night After Night is my particular favourite from that.
Mm. Now, she's coming to Australia again pretty soon. She begins her Australian tour on the 16th of October at the Astor Theatre in Perth, and then she's heading to Adelaide on the 17th of October, the Enmore in Sydney on the 20th, and on the 21st of October at the Tivoli in Brisbane. Are you planning on catching her at any of those shows?
Absolutely. I'll be there at the Enmore. I can't wait. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, off her playing a number of songs, no doubt, from her latest album. Really great to talk to you, and I hope you enjoy those shows coming up from Laura Marling, Paul.
Absolutely. Thanks, Karen. Looking forward to it.
And lots of love coming in from Laura Marling on the text line and on Twitter at Double J Radio. Gareth is listening from a rainy Manchester. Thanks for getting in touch, Gareth. Lucy says that she's loving hearing her. First heard Laura Marling when her first album was featured on Richard Kingsmill's 2008 program. Her mind was blown. And Ellie says that she's been loving Laura Marling since she was 15 or 16 years old. Britt says she's loved her since Alas, I Cannot Swim, and watching her grow from this, timid little singer to the absolute badass that just released short movie has been bloody beautiful. Good on you, Britt. Thanks for sharing that. And great to have your company as we celebrate the music of Laura Marling on this J-Files on Double J. And we're going to stick with her album, A Creature I Don't Know. She was really young, as you know, when she first started recording. She was still a teenager, but with each album that Laura Marling has released, she's definitely grown up a little bit. And as she told us, that by the time she made A Creature I Don't Know, it was time for a bit of a change in the way that she perceived herself.
Up until A Creature I Don't Know, I felt like the title girl was very appropriate. Me, I was a girl, and for whatever reason, I think because a part of it being that I sort of had to have a certain strength in order to get what I wanted done, which sounds horribly manipulative, but actually it was just a time where I realized that if I was going to be able to expand my creative existence, my songwriting, I needed to step a bit further forward in the back processes of it, and in order to do that, I needed to not be perceived as a girl. I needed to be perceived as a woman. I needed to externally feel how I internally felt.
The J-Files.
Oh, I have been wondering where I have been pondering, where I've been lately. No concern of yours. Who's been touching my skin? Who have I been letting? Shy and tired-eyed am I today?
Marling on Double J and her great song Sophia. Karen Ling here with you celebrating the music of Laura Marling on this special J-Files, and really great to have your company as well as we listen through some of the best songs from A Creature I Don't Know, her third album in 2011, which was an album which she said was a bit of a return to the kind of classical guitar she learnt as a very young girl. She started off playing guitar, I think, when she was only about five or six, And she must have been, you know, quite the talent, don't you think? She discovered a guitar as she was writing this album in a London shop, and it really was, you know, something that led to an unlocking of love once again for classical guitar sounds, as well as all of the things that had always influenced Laura Marling, like Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and Neil Young as well. Coming up, we're going to hear a song featuring her in fairly savage lyrical form, so stick around for that. But moving forward now to Laura Marling's fourth album, which came out in 2012, Once Was an Eagle. It was an interesting time for her. She said it was a period when she mainly listened to music made between 1969 and 1972. It was a bit of an epic album, born from heartbreak. And let's hear from Laura again as she shares some of the inspiration behind the making of that album.
The J Files.
When I came to record Once There Was an Eagle, I had taken a couple of months off, and it was the most time off I had ever had. And I enjoyed it. I was like hanging out with my friends and figuring out where I lived in London and enjoying not being on tour for a little bit. And in that time where I wrote this album, I was like really inspired in this time. I was kind of really inspired, not just by life, but by a lot of books that I was reading. And then I had, in that time, I'd also started collecting records from the year 1969, and I finally kind of found my persona. That's how I went into writing that album, as like feeling like I had the strength of persona, and also observing the world a little bit, having travelled a bit. And I began to realise, oh, hang on, nobody knows what they're doing. And I found that like a brilliantly fantastical thought, that like everybody's just making it up and agreeing that this is how it is, and maybe it's not like this, or, you know. And I found that so inspiring, and there was a lot of darkness in it, but there was also a lot of like joy in that darkness, because it was that thing that we all agree on.
Take me somewhere I can grow, give me something, let me go, tell me something I don't know. I do in life when I'm not being used. You say you're not sad, you live for the blues. You're not sad, you live for the blues. I have some news. Wrestling on the rope from darkness is no fucking life that I would choose. I am a master hunter. I killed my skin.
The way that I began to see the world around that time, it was the beginning of a distance between me and reality, my songwritery me and the reality of living a very normal life. And I was imagining all of this stuff going on around normality that's like fantastical. And, you know, all of these things that I was just picking up from books and finding so inspiring, and they began to make the banality of life, this like constantly moving, I started to see the world and all of the consequences in it and coincidences, just like magic.
So your grandmother sounds to me a woman I would be proud to be. And you say she reminds you of me. Every little boy is so naive, oh. I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Giants or circumstance or romance, or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. Oh,
no. Laura Marling there from 2013 and her album Once I Was an Eagle. Such an amazing album of hers. It was her fourth and perhaps her most highly acclaimed so far. A very ambitious kind of coming of age album, and once again saw her nominated for the Mercury Music Prize over in the UK for the best album of that year. She's been a bit of a mainstay of that prize with just about every album that she's released. More Laura Marling tunes to come, and we'll also hear her sharing some of the inspiration behind her most recent album, Short Movie. Karen Ling here with you, and it's really great to have your company on Double J as well. Let's hear another song from Once I Was an Eagle. the album that she put out back in 2011, and here's a tune called Devil's Resting Place.
I woke up one morning to know that I had gone, finally taken a step and jumped right off the wall. When you come to call on me, that's why my eyes are glazed. I've been with the devil in the devil's resting place. I am loath to say that I've been to stay. I've been with the devil in the devil's resting place.
The J-Files. Get involved. DoubleJ.net.au.
I've been hanging around again, head hanging down to the ground again. Turn my face to the wall, turn my head to the wall. Nobody needs you when you're feeling sorry. Nobody knows you when you're feeling sorry. I'm sorry. Used to be happy, used to be laughing, used to be happy.
First up there, we heard Devil's Resting Place from Laura Marling's album Once I Was an Eagle. And just there, a song that originally appeared on Beck's Songreader release of 2012, based on the album of, book and album of sheet music and various people interpreting Beck tunes. And that's Laura Marling there with the song Sorry on Double J. Karen Ling here with you on this J-File, celebrating the music of this great UK songwriter, Laura Marling. And in just a moment, we're going to bring ourselves right up to the present and dip into Laura Marling's most recent album of this year, Short Movie, and a couple of the great songs that you can find on it. It was an album that saw Laura Marling kind of get out of her comfort zone. She left the UK with not much except a guitar in hand and went and settled in Los Angeles for a year or so. And, she said it was a very, very sort of soul-searching period for her, where she didn't really know anybody and she just kind of relied on her own devices. She wrote a whole bunch of songs and then ditched them and then ended up recording them down the track after her period in Los Angeles for the album Short Movie. She said it was really one of her most self-conscious albums to make.
The J-Files on Double J.
A Short Movie was different because it was the only record that I'd written that was in a slightly meta way, written with me aware suddenly of the consequences of what it is to be a songwriter. And that sounds just very silly and simple, but I think there was like a strange amount of self-awareness on that record. And that self-awareness is what gives it the reason why it sounds different from all the others. And it's like the teenage record.
The J-Files.
But is it still okay that I don't know how to be alone? Would it be okay if I just came home tonight? We share an apartment on the Upper West Side, and my worst problem is I don't sleep at night. Woman downstairs has lost her mind, and I don't care how, sure I don't care why no false hope.
Double J. Hear it on your mobile, online, on your digital radio and TV.
If they darn themselves with crystals to make them look sharp, sleep with their hand on a pistol, but they're afraid of the dark. Well, if it wakes you, which it has been known to, don't be alarmed. Darkness can do you harm. Fear will hurt you.
Gurdjieff's Daughter, that song from Laura Marling and taken from her most recent album, Short Movie, which came out earlier on this year, in March, in fact, and it's the album that Laura Marling is going to be touring on pretty soon. The J-Files on Double J, celebrating the music of Laura Marling. Thanks, Emily, who has tweeted, "I can't express how much I love Laura Marling." Thanks, Double J. David says, "I'm really, really excited to see her performing in October in Australia." And Darren, "Only just started listening to her recently. I'm not an expert on her material, but I bought tickets to her Melbourne show. Great to hear from you all." We're going to return to her final album soon, but I'm going to take you way back to the start once again now. And one of the really interesting and important early collaborations for Laura Marling with a singer called Johnny Flynn. From a few years back on Double J, as we celebrate the music of Laura Marling on this J-Files. My name's Karen Leng. I'll see you soon, and I'm leaving you with another song from Laura Marling and her album Short Movie. And thanks for sharing and taking part in this J-Files as well. See you soon.
My mistake. That's okay. It's a short movie, man. I know. I'm trying to take it slow.
The J-Files.